We'll continue through our informational items. 17 Custer State Park. We'll get an update on the airport. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder again, Regional Supervisor out here in the West. An update on the Custer State Park Airport. This process started last fall. To date, all the structures are gone, all the lights are gone, the beacon's gone, and we went out for advertisement for bids today on removing the runway. We'll be opening bids on May 23rd. Once that process is done, then we will move in and basically place dirt over the existing runway and reseed that to native grasses. Once the native grasses come up, we'll take down the fence that's around the perimeter right now and basically open it up. If we open it up too soon, the buffalo will be in there and we'll never see grass. It'll just be one big wallow. So, but within this contract to remove the asphalt, it's getting out. There's two options for that contractor. They can come in with a milling machine and basically mill it, grind it all up along with the gravel base there, and then it will be stockpiled in the park for our use. Or they have the ability to come and pill it up and then take it to a location here in the park, and they could have an off-site, kind of like their own grinding machine, to grind it up that way. So it gives contractors two different options of how they would remove that asphalt. So we're looking at right around 7,800 tons. Of that 7,800 tons of material, we're looking to place about half of that on what we call the Barnes Canyon Trailhead Road. It's a little over a mile road right off the airport right now. It's in desperate need of gravel. It's an area where the National Guard in the past always set up their camp when they did Golden Coyote. But it's not a through road anymore, so it never hits really the priority scale on the amount of gravel we get on an annual basis to keep up those main interior roads that we do. So this product will be great for that type of a road there. And then the rest of that product will basically be put on other service roads we have here in the park. I mean, we have a lot of service roads that go to our sewage lagoons, our water reservoirs, things like that, that quite frankly get overlooked because you don't put your good gravel on those roads. You put them on the roads the public's going to use. So probably within a year, that pile of gravel is going to be gone, you know, or that pile of material, because it'll be a mix of asphalt chunks and gravel that, according to DOT, is a good material for those types of uses. So that's going to be the overall plan. But we'll know on the 23rd what those bids come in, and we're going to basically give them into the fall to give them enough time to be for a competitive bid to be able to come in and do that. And then we'll either do a fall seeding, a dormant seeding, and then follow up again in the spring with an additional seeding if need be, and then let it grow over the course of the summer, depending on how much rain we get. And once that's done, we take down the fence. So, and then it'll just blend in with the rest of the landscape. And yeah, so that's where we're at with it.
Very good. Any questions for Matt on the airport? Matt, just real quick, and I followed kind of the timeline of what the work process will be. Have there been any conversations outside of that? Could there be any additional uses for that, or will it be used for the wildlife and kind of that natural look?
Our intent right now is the wildlife and that natural look. I mean, I think everybody remembers, I even hate to bring it up, but you know, at one time we looked at a campground expansion out in that area, and that kind of went south in a hurry. So that has never come up again. So for our take, it's just going to be part of the natural landscape is what that area will end up being. We have an elk herd that likes to hang out there quite a bit now, and the buffalo will definitely use that area as well as the deer and the pronghorn. So I think it'll just blend in very naturally, and you won't ever, you know, hopefully a year and a half from now, you're not going to realize there was an airport there, and it'll just blend into the natural landscape again.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Nice update.
Thank you.